Bordeaux, France. June 30th. Protest at the Place de la Victoire. Camille plays her melodica. Her hands shake with fear after tonight's win by France's extreme right party, Le RN, in the first round of France's snap parliamentary elections. Camille is a government employee.
Moi, je suis paysagiste et,
She won't give me her last name, afraid of the consequences for speaking out against
les fachos. Them.
She voted for the Nouveau Front Populaire, the leftist coalition. They need to win a majority in the second round after tonight's loss to block Le RN from controlling l'Assemblée Nationale, France's legislative body.
Française, ouais, oui, je suis française.
Camille is Française, a granddaughter of
colonialisme
with grandparents from Vietnam and North Africa.
Même si des fois on a envie plutôt de pleurer finalement parce que
her eyes tear up, imagining her family, imagining Le RN's reinterpretation of
liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Shaking cigarettes and chewed lips, agree
là, voilà, les choses sont en train de basculer ici, et c'est quand même hyper grave,
that either le Nouveau Front Populaire wins on July 7th or fascism seizes control.
Vraiment. Et c'est très très grave ce qui se passe.
First gas bombing, streets of Bordeaux. Protesters share eye drops and water bottles. Second gas bomb, La Rue de la Sainte-Catherine. Street lights off, running in the dark. Third gas bomb, La Place de la Victoire. Three gas bombs in 4 hours. I shake. The woman next to me sips a beer. July 7th.
The second round of France's parliamentary elections looks set to deliver a very surprising result. According to projections by French broadcaster France 2, the left-wing New Popular Front, seen here in red, appears to have the most votes.
Bordeaux, France. Celebrations near La Place de la Victoire. Le Nouveau Front Populaire wins a majority, blocking the fascist power grab. People hug, cry, and dance on cobblestones sticky with beer and cigarette ash. Their Front Républicain worked. So many people voted to block Le RN that the participation rate was the highest since 1997. But Le RN and L'Ensemble, President Macron's centrist coalition, won the other two-thirds of l'Assemblée Nationale. My friend Anne Carole says,
I don't know what will happen now. I'm a little bit scared.
Because she realizes fascism isn't gone. It's just in a three-party gridlock. Since no party won an absolute majority, the president picked the prime minister. In September, President Macron rejected Le Nouveau Front Populaire's nominee and appointed Michel Barnier, a conservative from Les Républicains. The two have stacked the cabinet to create a centrist right government uninterested in compromise and threatened by a vote of no confidence. Macron's decision broke the tradition of appointing the majority party's nominee. For the first time in its history, France's majority party, prime minister, and president are all from different parties. July 11th. A tiny apartment in Bordeaux, France.
Bienvenue chez nous.
It's humid, and my fingers are sticky as I set up to interview
Oriane Lynn Delattre.
C'est Janice.
A couple attacked by fascists the night before the first round of voting. They're smiling but exhausted, nerves frayed like their black ponytails. I offer them Mousy, my little faded pink mouse, as emotional support. Oriane smiles at his stitch smile. Janice takes him from me, squishing his little beanbag body between her fingers. Oriane studies her voice and begins.
Donc en fait, on est resté à Caliocho plus longtemps que prévu en fait.
They leave Caliocho with friends, laughing their way to an after.
En direction de l'after.
They pass a group of around 10 skinheads who fuck at them. They sneer.
Bardella, Bardella, vivement que le Bardella passe demain, vous verrez, le RN va passer, le Rassemblement National va passer demain.
But Oriane and Janice to go back to where they came from.
Et vous, comme ça, vous pouvez rentrer chez vous.
The attackers think that Oriane and Janice aren't French because they aren't white. But Oriane is French.
Je dis, mais vous savez que moi je suis métisse française.
So
hein.
Oriane tells them she's mixed and her dad is white.
Mon père, il est français blanc, hein. Il est français du Nord.
Janice can go home.
La noire qu'elle rentre chez elle, elle est black.
But Janice is from Martinique.
Des dom-toms.
She turns to leave. Then someone yells
the N-word
at Janice. Janice tells her,
bébé, calme-toi.
One of the women spits.
Ah, en plus, c'est une lesbienne de merde.
Snatches her hair and smacks her head onto the street. She curls into a ball as the other women rush up and kick her. She sees the men sneaking towards Janice and screams for her friends to protect Janice. The men shout, she
should c'est bon, tu veux pas fermer ta gueule, toi?
Run towards her, and she sees dried blood on the razor blades they cut her with. Janice traps Mousy's nose between her hands.
Quand tu te sens impuissant, c'est... Bah, c'est horrible.
It's horrible to feel powerless. Janice remembers the...
Le fracas...
Of boots and fear.
Peur. T'as juste peur. Comment dire ça?
It was
brutal.
They stare into each other's eyes, escaping through the shared fear of losing each other. A group of white French people stop the attackers, telling them,
nous, on est français blanc, on cautionne pas ça, on nous sommes pas homophobes, nous sommes pas racistes, ce que vous faites, c'est pas bien.
Oriane and Janice report the attack to the police and share their story on social media, receiving DMs crying with consolations that soon go silent. Her followers have refreshed their feeds and forgotten, while Oriane's bruises won't let her forget.